B92.5. One thing about being quarantined, being at home, working from home remotely, we're realizing how much hours we put in a day and how long it takes to get to work and how much time we're saving and stuff like that. So there's this woman that's gone viral on the internet saying we should get rid of the 8-hour work day.
And cut it shorter.
Much shorter.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, you can't. You got to work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. But she makes so much sense. And the first reason, she says, it was this 8-hour work week was created by the Ford automotive industry early 1900s. Like, you would go to work, you'd stand there and build a car for 8 hours, go home for 8 hours, and sleep for 8 hours.
Okay.
That's 24 hours.
Yeah.
She says it's great if in manufacturing and production, but it doesn't work in today's world.
As we say, you got to get with the times.
Yes.
Right?
Now, she has a strong reason. This is reason number two.
This was created in a time where wives stayed home to keep a lot of the household together, where there were no super commuters commuting hours each day to get to work. There was no technology bringing work home with us. Work was created by one man in one industry 100 years ago, and we have not improved it.
It makes so much sense when you look at it that way.
Right. Well, what would be the ideal amount of work day? Does she say, like, is it like, for example, 4 hours a day, 5 hours a day?
No, she doesn't say that, but I think it would vary depending what industry you're in.
Yeah.
But, and what your job is and what your commute is. But I would estimate 6 would be a little more reasonable.
Definitely.
A 6-hour work day?
I vote for 6. I vote for 5.
And it's not that we're trying to be lazy, but her point is that 8-hour work day was created when times were much, much, much different.
Yeah, like she says, look, it's rare that you'll have a family household where the wife can actually stay home. Right? Nowadays, both parents have to work to make ends meet. So it makes sense to kind of reevaluate what the needs are and to work a little bit less.
And let's be honest, the guys are chipping in at home, but the women are still doing a lot of the work.
So I'm glad to hear you say it on International Men's Day.
They're doing so much work. They're coming home after working 8 hours. So who knows? Maybe she's on to something.